Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
If you've got spring fever, Lowe's has the cure. During Spring Fest, make your landscape stand out with 3 free bags of Miracle-Gro 3/4 cubic foot garden soil when you buy 3. Plus, get up to 40% off select major appliances to keep clothes, food, and dishes fresh all season long. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 4/22 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Getting everyone together to watch the game is fun until you realize you're running low on snacks right before halftime. That's why Shipt is there for you on game day. Whether going for that classic spread, chips and dip, or mixing in even a few healthier options, I can, and so can you, order all the favorites for same-day delivery to keep the party going, especially now that March is here. And if that Shipt bowl is looking suddenly too empty, no stress, just place another order and it shows up the same day. Shipt makes last minute hosting so much easier. You can get snacks, party supplies, decorations, and more delivered from nearby stores. I'm talking grocery runs from places like Safeway or Albertsons, party decor from Michaels, or even a quick Target order. All while you're getting ready for guests with Shipt, you can order same day delivery on groceries, gifts, and so much more. And shoppers are known for incredible attention to detail and care. Plus, with an annual Shipt membership, you get unlimited orders, zero delivery fees on orders over $35, exclusive deals, and even the option to request your favorite shoppers again. Download the app or order at Shipt.com. That's Shipt.com.
Hey, Sal.
Hank, what's going on? We haven't worked a case in years.
I just bought my car at Carvana, and it was so easy. Too easy.
Think something's up?
You tell me. They got thousands of options.
Mm-hmm.
Found a great car at a great price.
Uh-huh.
And it got delivered the next day.
It sounds like Carvana just makes it easy to buy your car, Hank.
Yeah, you're right. Case closed.
Buy your car today on Carvana. Delivery fees may apply.
Can't get enough of the fan in the morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, let's start a new week for you on the podcast. Nice to have you guys with us. Al Dukes, how are you, man?
Oh, hi there, Jerry. I posted a picture yesterday to Instagram,
And a part of it, I knew what I was like. Sometimes I know I'm launching a photo that's going to get a reaction.
Okay.
And sometimes I like to just see what the reaction is. So I posted a picture of scrambled eggs, a gigantic piece of sourdough bread with a lot of butter on it.
Okay.
And I wrote, "This is a very healthy breakfast." I said, "Eggs with the yolk, real sourdough bread, and real butter."
Right.
"And real salt." So immediately I was like, cholesterol, that's too much butter. What are you doing with this butter?
Right.
So then I just started, like, I wanted to have discussions with people back and forth. Now, I will say it's not as fun as posting on Twitter, because on Twitter, people know their comments are being seen by others.
Okay.
If you post a story on Instagram and someone responds,
only you
see it.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's okay. Interesting.
So it takes away a lot of the douche responses because...
Is that why Instagram is nicer?
I think so. But if you post a post where people can see comments, they'll get nasty there. But if you just post a story...
Okay. I don't understand Instagram. It's different. I don't...
Yeah, it's...
That's why I gave up on it.
It is annoying, yeah. But if you... That's one thing I've noticed because, like... You'll get occasionally a douche, but most of the time it's
nice
more
people.
Like a nice conversation where people go, "That seems like a lot of butter. Do you not find
right,
a problem
right, right.
with butter? Or that seems like a giant piece of bread you're having there. What kind of eggs are those?"
As opposed to, "Hey, stupid, that's got cholesterol written all over it. You're going to have a heart attack."
Yeah, you're a loser.
We discuss this all the time, and we don't need to mention the place, but we've gone somewhere too where like the... nutritional advice was opposite of that. And like, there's different ways of the way people see it, the way they absorb it, the way they teach it. And it's very confusing.
It is. It is very confusing. I understand. I'm somebody who goes out of my way to try to eat healthy, and it is confusing. Every once in a while, I pick something up that I think is good, and I go, "It's not good."
I know.
But so it was kind of fun just going back and forth about butter. It is weird how, like, certain things we were, like, why were we told, like, butter was a staple in everyone's house.
Right.
Butter.
Mm-hmm.
And then at some point, I think in the 80s, we were told margarine. Butter
is
no
worse,
good.
Which is all chemically made crap.
And then we bought into it, margarine.
And then the low-fat stuff started.
Yes.
And then people started getting fat.
Yes. From the low fat, because they would, in place of the fat, they'd load it up with sugar.
It makes you really question the FDA and what was done and the lobbyists and what was done to sell products.
Yeah.
And I think the line from everything I read seems like the late 70s. And I love the people that post photos. "Hey, this is the beach in 1965. What don't you see here? Fat people." "Here was yesterday. What don't you see here? Thin people."
Yeah.
You know, and the one common denominator are all the boxed foods and the crap that's in the supermarket.
Yeah.
Like, I saw a post the other day, and I have no reason to think it's not true, because it certainly seemed like it was backed by scientific evidence and video to support it, that was saying, like, the 8 worst things you can eat. And, you know, the guy's like, "It's probably in your house." And all 8 of them were in my house. You know, it's the Cheez-Its, it's the Goldfish, it's, you know, like all this stuff, and it's telling you
Doritos.
The crap that's in it. And it's like, you want to have one once, that's fine. You can't eat it every day. And a lot of people eat terrible stuff every single day.
Yeah, I always used to think, like, well, this can't be bad for you, because then why would the FDA approve it? That was always...
Because they're paid to.
Yeah, that was always my thinking prior
to that.
That's
what I mean, like, you just question everything.
Yeah. I know, it really bugs me.
Like, have they changed the food pyramid yet?
They did.
They have? About time.
They pretty much turned it upside down.
Think about that. And you lived your life as a parent, I would think, like, our parents thought they were doing the right thing, and they were, except that it was wrong.
One of the other things I believe I heard this, that I did not know about the food pyramid and, like, changing the food pyramid, big deal. We know better what to eat now anyway. That I think... a lot of public school lunches is based on the food pyramid.
Okay.
So if they change that, it should change.
That's good.
Food
That's a big
lunches.
One. That would be a big one.
Yeah. I always thought it was strange, like, in particular, if you went to a hospital, Like, I used to visit my grandmother when she was in the hospital when she was older.
Yep.
And she'd be in the hospital for various things. And I'd go see her and I'd be like, this is what they're feeding you? It looked so disgusting of like
mac and cheese ice cream
yeah.
and chocolate cake.
Yeah, and I always thought, that is weird.
I know. Shouldn't it be a piece of chicken, broccoli, and if you want something for dessert, we'll give you a peach.
Yeah.
No.
No, no. Right. And it's
we'll give you peach cobbler instead.
Yeah, they have these companies that provide food for the hospitals, provide food for schools, and it's like all crap food.
And why is that? Because it's cheap.
Yeah, it's cheap.
Yep. It's kind of what your sister says. You can't feed everybody. There's not enough of the good food to go around to feed hundreds of millions of people.
Yeah.
Or whatever the number
is. Yeah, it's not efficient.
It's tough. I always wonder, too, in this, now it's 2026, and really in the last 10 years, I really feel like we've learned more than ever. Kind of the way technology is in light speed, I feel like nutrition and wellness is in light speed. And yet every fast food place you go by is still packed at lunchtime and dinner time. And the drive-thrus for places like Starbucks, and now coffee's coffee. There's nothing wrong with coffee, but I would love to find out from like one of these Starbucks or Dunkin' Donuts owners, like what percentage of people just order black coffee? And I would think it's less than 1%. Most, I would think, are all of these lattes and sugar-filled drinks, yet we know how bad they are for us. None of us stop doing it. It's weird. Some do. A very small percentage do. The masses do not, though.
Yeah, I was watching. This was really interesting. So the guy that I first started watching on YouTube when I was starting to try to eat healthier was a guy named Bobby Parrish, who does Bobby Approved.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's been a number of years, and now I see he's a little inconsistent with some things. I don't agree 100% with him, but he definitely got me going in the right direction.
Yep.
So he still shoots videos at Costco. He's shooting a video at Costco. I just watched this yesterday. He just put it out. In front of where the rotisserie chickens are for sale, and they're in the plastic, and he's holding it up and he's talking loudly to his camera. He goes, "You should never buy the rotisserie chicken here at Costco, because the rotisserie chicken is piping hot, comes out of the thing, and they're putting it in this very thin plastic bag. It's leaching the plastic." I swear, as he's saying this, a guy walks up, picks it up, looks at it, puts it in his cart.
Yeah, well, they sell a ton of those every day, as you know.
Yeah. It was just like, he had to have heard. The funny thing was, he had to have heard.
Probably said, who's this idiot?
Exactly. He was like, who cares?
How are you supposed to make that then?
Like, I guess you can't put it in plastic, which is.
No, I know. So what do you put it in? You can't all of a sudden give every customer that buys a chicken Tupperware, if that's plastic too, even if you wanted
to. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah,
stone?
Well, they would say glass, but that's very expensive.
You can.
Now that $5 or $6
is $20.
Yeah.
And it negates the whole point of buying it.
Yeah.
There's no simple answer to any of it other than prepare everything yourself at home.
Yeah.
That's the bottom line.
Yeah, it's hard. But I also feel like, and I'm just noticing this now, and this is maybe because I've been consuming more YouTube than anything else. I'm almost over YouTube now, and I was so into it.
Wow.
Because, and maybe it's just what I've been watching, but my entire YouTube now is doomsday. So,
I see that too.
You know what I mean? It's like,
but the longer you don't click on it or search for other things, it will fade away. Like, that's faded away on me. I was getting that too. World War III has started. How to shelter. You've got no chance if this happens. I'm like, I don't want to see this.
But it's like AI is going to steal your job. The banking industry is collapsing. Oil is going to go away. There are no more jobs. You will never be able to afford a house. When you buy a car, that's going to take up all your... No one's buying cars. No one's buying houses.
Except that they are.
Yeah, all this stuff. No one's going to fast food anymore.
They are.
And then meanwhile, you can't also do that, then also say, look at the lines for TSA at the airport.
Right.
Well, then people are going on vacation.
Correct.
I've decided.
There's a lot of inconsistency in life.
Yeah.
So what are you going to watch now?
I don't know. I'm just saying, like, I guess the problem is, and YouTube is getting this way because of the pictures that go with the videos,
mm-hmm.
and everyone needs to be shocking. So everything's an extreme. It's not just, hey, let's take a look at, like, if you go, hey, Let's take a look at housing in America in 2026.
No one wants to watch it.
Right. If it's like the worst case scenario where the guy's looking.
It's true. Everybody clicks on it.
Yeah, it sucks.
We're in a clickbait world, man.
Yeah. And there are a few people who are not doing that, and they don't have a ton of of engagement.
Because it's too vanilla and real.
Yeah, like I saw a guy, I found a guy who's like a realtor in the Philadelphia suburbs.
Okay.
And he does a lot of videos of, is it better to retire in Pennsylvania? Like Pennsylvania versus Delaware.
Now, is that an option for you, given your you have some of your family down there, like for retirement?
I think, yeah, I think it's an option.
An option.
Just to be, yeah, because I could still be closer to them, mm-hmm. but just the difference. But this guy does this thing where it's like comparing New Jersey to Pennsylvania, Pennsylvania to South Carolina, right. South Carolina to North Carolina. It's not fear-based at all. He just kind of lays it out and says, hey, if this is important to you, then this one wins. If this is...
Oh, he's got 200 views.
Yeah, it's got like, not like a ton. And they're really nice videos. And maybe at some point he'll start doing a little better. But it's not fear-based.
He's going to have to whore it up at some point.
Yeah, he is. He's going to have to be like, why you should never move to South Carolina. And it's just like, man, it just is too much. I don't want everything that you scroll to be extreme one way or the other.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just politically. It's in simple things. Like,
for sure.
No one's buying new cars. And then the next video is, why are young people spending all their money on new cars?
I know.
No one. The used car market's drying up.
I know.
Holy crap.
A lot of misinformation out there.
This Friday, the time-traveling comedy movie of the year arrives. Mike and Nick and Alice, only on Hulu. The film stars Vince Vaughn, James Marsden, and Asa Gonzalez in a wild action comedy about one disastrous night that spirals out of control. And here's the twist. There are two Vince Vaughns. Don't miss Mike and Nick and Alice, written and directed by Ben David Grabinski. Streaming this Friday, only on Hulu. Rated R.
I look at my son's YouTube feed because he uses one of my accounts, and his is not. And this is how I know it's really just what you watch.
Yeah.
And his is nothing but golf and workout videos. Like, that is it. And you just scroll. So like the other day, for instance, and I was trying to get away from all this crap too. So I started just looking up like stand-up comedians. Now I can't get away. Now it's every 2 seconds is a stand-up comedian. You might like this guy. How about that? I'm like, all right, no. I wanted to watch one. I watched it. I'm good. Now I'm going to move on. But I don't want the, you're going to die tomorrow videos either. It's almost too much with what they suggest.
Yeah, and I know there was like, I was able to go into my Instagram and clear out all their suggestions. Yeah. Like start fresh.
Over.
Yeah. With what they're going to recommend to you. And that actually did help.
Right.
I wonder if there's a way to do that in YouTube.
There is. I actually know there is. I don't know how to do it.
A lot of times you go in settings and you go into the deeper menus. There's a thing where it's like reset my algorithm.
Correct. You clear it out and then you start over from your searches.
Yeah.
And if you do that, don't start searching death scenarios.
Well, I don't feel like I did search that.
I know you don't. I'm
that,
joking.
But
joking.
Clearly if I saw one, I clicked on it. Right.
And then once you click on it, they got you.
Like you said, you go.
I was interested in this.
Oh, comedian? I'm interested in this then.
Oh my God. The amount of stand ups I was getting, holy God.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, enough. I saw one. I watched a couple. I'm good.
Yeah.
I did find a couple funny people too. Some are terrible. Like,
oh my God.
Terrible.
Gosh. Yeah.
How they don't get booed off the stage. I know it's hard to do. I get it. But like, there's nothing funny about what they're doing. And like, people just sitting there.
Yeah.
Well, that's a great night. Oof.
Yeah, a bad stand-up comedian's got it. That's a rough.
It's rough.
That's a rough
I told
night.
You, when Craig had his event years ago at the Gotham, and he had great comedians. This is when I handed off my I Won the Pulse of the People Award the year before. I did not win this year. Stu Feiner won. So I was there to present him with the trophy. So he probably had like 4 or 5 comedians, and they were great, but there was one woman who bombed, and they were starting to heckle her, and she walked off stage and left. She goes, I can't do this.
Yeah.
And she left. I was like, what? Gone. I don't know if she was in tears. She wasn't funny. She was trying, and then a couple of guys that drank too much started getting on her a little bit.
Yeah.
And she just very nonchalantly went up to the mic stand, put the mic in, and said, I can't do this. Have a good night, and left.
Maybe she was very new at it and was...
Maybe. Maybe.
And maybe like a friend of hers said, come up, it's a charity night.
That could be. And but then, the other ones were, I mean, the comedians he had were phenomenal.
Yeah.
But I felt bad for her.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
Yes.
Somebody sent me a video of, it was a preview for a documentary called The Final Member. And I thought it was a new documentary, but I just...
About the penis?
Yeah. I did some digging, and it's been out for quite a while. It came out in 2012.
This is really what it's about.
Yeah, but what it's about is there's a penis museum in Iceland, which I think we've talked about.
Okay.
And this guy has every animal and bug penis in this museum. But he felt the museum is not complete without a human penis. So he was looking for somebody who would donate their penis when they passed. And then that turned into multiple people willing to give him their penis while they're alive. Like,
what?
To cut the genitals off so that he could know his penis was in the penis museum.
Come on.
And it follows these people around. I got to look for where this is playing. At one point it was on Netflix, because when I Googled it, it said watch it on Netflix. And when I clicked on it, it was no longer available. It's called Final Member.
Just to be clear.
Yes.
This is what you want to search and watch.
Correct. Well, someone sent it to me. You're a very alert listener.
Check YouTube.
Ooh, I should check YouTube.
I almost bet you something is up from that.
Hmm. Maybe Amazon Prime has it.
How many people are going to the Museum of the Penis in Iceland on a yearly basis? Honestly. Yeah.
Like how many? You think it's less than a Museum of Natural History here in New York?
You think? Are 100 people a year going to that?
Yes. Because I think...
The Museum of the Penis.
I think if you go to Iceland and you see the Penis Museum...
There's nothing else to do. You're in Iceland.
Yeah, I think you, as a goof, you go, oh, let's go to the Penis Museum. It'll be hilarious.
I mean, come on.
It is weird that some animals have a bone in their penis and other animals, like humans, we don't have a bone. We have
just... create a bone.
Yeah, we get cartilage that gets hard. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
I do.
Why don't we have a bone? It's so much easier. Take all the anxiety out of it.
The ice, well, yeah, it's called the blue pill now, or
blue
whatever
chew.
It is. The Icelandic Phallological Museum.
Mm-hmm.
How much do you think it costs to get into this place?
I think they $15.
Or you could drink out of a penis. Are you kidding me? Member, they have members. You can join. All right, you say $15.
Yeah,
buy tickets.
I bet the gift shop is really cool there.
Two adult children. Oh no, I'm sorry. Adults or seniors. I was gonna say you can't bring.
No, children don't want to go to the penis museum.
I'm gonna buy a ticket for next Sunday. It is $10.
Even cheaper than I thought.
$10. Yeah. How people are going to this?
You're taking selfies with the animal penis.
Honorary members. Oh, they got a lot of them. Wow.
I'm telling you, it's a great gimmick that tourists probably go there.
They're open from 10 to 7 every day, and they have a cat. Oh, this is gross. You got to see these penises they have, like in, was that formaldehyde? Is that what keeps them preserved?
Yes.
Disgusting. Okay.
Are they bones?
I mean, they're upright.
Hmm.
They are upright. Not all of them, but yeah, pretty much.
Some of them.
What?
Some of them.
Some of them, yes.
But isn't that weird that some have a bone in them and some do not?
Some
are boneless.
They looks like avocado toast, and the toast is in the shape of a penis. What's that now?
I was saying, like, it's interesting that you would think all animals would either have a bone in the penis, not have a bone in the penis.
Oh, you're still thinking about the bone in the penis.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't understand why we're all so different. I don't know.
I mean, there's no bone in a vagina. Like, if
you know
take,
this?
No, I'm just saying if you take a skeleton of a woman,
mm-hmm.
that whole
of a
area
woman,
is
yes.
missing.
Right,
I'm saying, and just like you take a skeleton of a man, all of the genitals are not there.
True.
There's no bones.
Right, well, it's external.
But if you take the skeleton of an animal, some of the animals have a bone penis.
You've looked into this.
Well, but in looking at this museum, they have them on display, and some of them are just bones, like a penis bone.
Okay.
I don't think dogs have a...
Why don't you get some sweet penis waffles?
Breakfast at the museum?
Yeah. Yeah. Or savory penis waffles.
Savory.
You want savory penis waffles?
Yeah.
They're more expensive than the sweet penis ones.
I wonder what the difference is.
This is really something.
What is the difference?
You want the 6-inch Negroni?
Does it look like a large museum?
Can't tell. There's not a lot of photos here, but it's not. I'll say this: it's more than a room, that's for sure.
Okay,
but you don't know exactly how many there are here.
That tells me it's smaller.
Well, how many penises are you going to hold in a building?
Well, he says he has one for every animal. He's like the Noah's Ark of penis. He's saving, well, and he's only saving one. Noah's Ark had two animals.
Of every, right. Of to have the male and the female.
Yeah, so they could reproduce when things got better.
Yeah.
You believe in Noah's Ark?
Yes and no. I believe that someone did create a ship. Do I believe that he went and gathered two of every species? No, I don't. I find that a little hard to believe.
You think there was a Noah who had an ark?
I do.
And perhaps some animals were
on board. I think there's a ton of truth in the Bible, but I don't believe it word for word. I think there's also a lot of imagery. There's a lot of sensationalism, if that's the right word, where things are interpreted differently as opposed to what they are. But I think something like that, yes, I do think there was a man that walked the earth. His name was Noah, and I do think he built a big boat to try and survive a flood. I do.
But if you talk to Noah, he'd be like, I didn't have two of everything. I had a couple of cows. I had some chickens. I didn't put an elephant on the ark.
Let me ask you this. Is evolution scientifically proven at this point?
I think so. Okay.
Did you see the bill? Man, I don't think you go this way, but I saw a billboard on Route 22 where it had the images of evolution, like the primate into the human.
Yeah.
And it had a gigantic red X through it. And it said, you know, what did it say? Oh, God.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
What if sports were traded like markets? Now you can put your sports IQ to work in real time with Robinhood Prediction Markets. It's not you against the house. It's you participating in a live market. You can buy or sell your positions live, all game long. You use your sports knowledge in the moments that matter. Robinhood Prediction Markets changes the game. It's people moving the action. So when momentum shifts, you can move with it. I always knew the game, but never had a dynamic way to apply that knowledge. Now, I can actually take part live in a market powered by people. You're no longer just a spectator. Play by play, you decide. Trade every play with Robinhood. Now available across the U.S. Download the Robinhood app now to begin. Futures and cleared swaps trading involves significant risk and is not appropriate for everyone. Event contracts are offered by Robinhood Derivatives, LLC, a registered futures commission merchant and swap firm.
If you've got spring fever, Lowe's has the cure. During Spring Fest, make your landscape stand out with three free bags of Miracle-Gro 3/4 cubic foot garden soil when you buy three. Plus, get up to 40% off select major appliances to keep clothes, food, and dishes fresh all season long. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 4/22 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
It's something like God created man or something. It's I'm all for preaching your word and getting new members in and trying to, you know, get people to be more religious and all. But when you're putting the X through something that's been scientifically proven.
Seems like it.
I thought that was like, that was an interesting billboard.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a bunch of religious billboards throughout New Jersey that you'll see on the highways.
Oh, yeah. No, there's a lot.
Yeah.
Spending a lot of money to get more parishioners in.
I don't like a vague billboard. I like a billboard that tells me what it is.
You want to hear the story.
Yeah.
I hear you.
As much as you can in a billboard.
My favorite billboards are, see, you're looking.
Yes.
This could be your message. It's so true.
That's a great one.
There was a guy my dad used to work with. His son ended up with, they're not there anymore, but you know that small diner when you come out of the Holland Tunnel? It's a really small diner on the right side.
Yeah.
There's a billboard that they put in right behind the diner on their property. He retired, I believe, at like 40 because of the amount of money that billboard generated because of how many eyeballs see it every day.
Yeah.
Brilliant. They had a great diner business, and I don't know if it was him or his dad, but one of them had the idea to do that. They got it approved, got it put up, and it changed their life.
Yeah, that's cool.
And it's pretty good.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Jerry, let's do the warm-up program. We'll be back here tomorrow on a Tuesday. I feel like tomorrow morning is one of those mornings we'll be like this. Happy Thursday?
No, Tuesday.
And then I'll go, no, Jerry, it's Tuesday.
Well, we got Monday Night Football tonight, right?
No Monday Night Football? No basketball?
No.
I mean the NCAA tournament.
I don't think the Knicks play either tonight.
Probably not.
Well, you know what? I shouldn't say that because you're back. I think they play tomorrow night.
The Knicks?
Yeah, I don't think we have much of anything.
Jerry, we got to get ready for baseball season.
I should have saved that Joe stuff for tomorrow then, I guess.
Something will pop up.
Damn.
All right, Jerry, let's do the warm-up next. So!
Two teams, one cup. The primetime stage is set for the TGL presented by SoFi Finals, Los Angeles Golf Club versus Tigers Jupiter Lynx. Keep up, it's playoffs. Tune in Monday, March 23rd, 9 p.m. Eastern on ESPN2. And Tuesday, March 24th, 7 p.m. Eastern on ESPN and on the ESPN app.
Has the news been getting you down? I'm Megan McArdle, and I'm here to help. I'm the host of a new show from Washington Post Opinion called Reasonably Optimistic, and it's an antidote to the pessimism that's riddling America right now. Every Wednesday, I'm going to talk to people who see a path forward.
It does seem to me that there is some awakening of a desire to act together to solve problems where they are.
You know, I am a believer in America, and that's worth fighting for.
Join me Wednesdays on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell.
And I'm JP Finley.
Did you know that B. Mitchell Finley is both on a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlight.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient. Meat. Visit GoodRanchers.com and get $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. That's code RANCH25 for $25 off your first order. GoodRanchers.com. American meat delivered.
If you've got spring fever, Lowe's has the cure. During Spring Fest, make your landscape stand out with three free bags of Miracle-Gro 3/4 cubic foot garden soil when you buy three. Plus, get up to 40% off select major appliances to keep clothes, food, and dishes fresh all season long. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 4/22 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt,
Every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.